Here's a story that got almost no mainstream coverage but is genuinely important if you care about how the self-driving industry's technical architecture is going to be decided. Renesas, a Japanese semiconductor company that most people outside the chip industry haven't heard of but which supplies roughly 40% of the automotive MCU market globally, has joined the AutoWare Foundation. In a demonstration of AutoWare running on Renesas's R-Car X5H hardware is planned for Automotive World 2026, which runs September 9th through 11th at Makuhari Messe, just outside Tokyo.
Let me explain what AutoWare is for listeners who aren't deep in the automotive software world, because this matters for context. AutoWare is an open-source software stack for autonomous driving. Think of it as Linux for self-driving cars. It was originally developed by Tier Roman 4, a Japanese AV startup, and it has become one of the most widely adopted open-source AV software frameworks in the world, with deployments in robotaxis, delivery vehicles, and industrial transport across multiple countries.
The significance of Renesas joining the AutoWare Foundation isn't just that a chip company is supporting an open-source project. It's that Renesas is committing to building hardware that is explicitly optimized for AutoWare. The R-Car Gen 5 SoC, which stands for System on Chip, is being co-developed with Tier Roman 4 to run AutoWare natively. That's a much deeper integration than just, we support this standard.
And the strategic logic here is interesting from multiple angles. For Renesas, the play is to become the preferred silicon for the open-source AV ecosystem. In the same way that NVIDIA became the preferred silicon for machine learning research through CUDA and the academic open-source community. If AutoWare runs best on R-Car hardware, every company building on AutoWare defaults to Renesas chips. That's a distribution strategy disguised as a technical collaboration.
For the broader industry, the Renesas AutoWare partnership represents a genuine alternative to the proprietary closed-stack approach that companies like Tesla and some others have pursued. A world where the AV software layer is open source and the hardware is commoditized is a world where a startup in Seoul or Nairobi can build a self-driving vehicle without needing to license technology from a handful of American or Chinese companies. That has real implications for global competition in this space.
The September 9th to 11th demonstration window is worth watching closely. Automotive World is a serious trade event, not a press conference. The audience is engineers and procurement executives from major automakers. If the AutoWare on R-Car X5H demo performs well in front of that crowd, you're going to see purchase discussions that could shape the supply chain for vehicles being manufactured in 2029 and 2030. These procurement cycles are long, which is why the news is happening now, even though the impact won't be visible to consumers for years.
There's also a geopolitical dimension here that I want to flag. Renesas is Japanese. AutoWare was developed by a Japanese company. The demonstration is happening in Japan. As the US-China semiconductor competition has intensified over the past several years, Japan has quietly positioned itself as a third pole in automotive chip technology, one that is trusted by both Western and Asian automakers in ways that purely American or purely Chinese suppliers currently aren't. This partnership is partly a technical story and partly a market positioning story inside that geopolitical context.
Well said, Marcus. And it's worth noting that the open source dimension of this story actually connects to the Uber narrative we were just discussing. If Uber's platform thesis depends on a broad ecosystem of AV manufacturers, rather than one or two dominant players, then the existence of open source frameworks like AutoWare actually helps Uber. More manufacturers using a common software base means more vehicles that could potentially integrate with Uber's network, rather than a fragmented landscape of proprietary systems that each require separate integration work.